And this very important shift of enhancing the multilateralism and intergovernmental nature of the United Nations to include the rights of indigenous peoples to self-governance and self-determination, also known as the enhanced participation of indigenous peoples in the United Nations. Self-determination means the right to freely determine political status, including in diplomacy and negotiations. Indigenous peoples, as self-governing, self-determining peoples, have, each as own unique, distinct governance, the right to have own self-appointed UN diplomats, experts, and knowledge holders, and representatives of choice, as well as own political relations and engagements, and based on own unique ways, views, traditions, and customs. The status being developed must be a permanent observer status accreditation of the indigenous governance body itself. The modalities and venues must be open, not limited. Indigenous governments and governances, i.e. indigenous governance systems, representative institutions, are accountable to and governing of the people, and include those systems that are of traditional leadership and that predate colonialism. A mechanism and accreditation system must have safeguards in place to ensure the accreditation of traditional indigenous self-governing systems and their self-determination in the form of their appointing of the representatives of the choice, their choice, and for any venues and modalities to participate. Legacies of colonialism made the UN a states-only membership global governing body. Genocidal state-building designs eradicated indigenous peoples' leadership, customs, and political status. The new accreditation mechanism should be designed in a timely manner so as to not delay the new status. Finally, a thorough reprisals mechanism and procedures therein must be created. Thank you.
Now I give the floor to ACSR.